Let's start the meeting, the programming committee. Today is Saturday, October 23, 2015, at 5:47 p.m. So let's get the roll call with the secretary, Nancy, please.
Okay, roll call. Teresa Allen, KPFT. Allen, absent. I did not hear you, Teresa. Alan. Apurum?
Here.
Present. Alana, present. Rodrigo Argueta, KPFK?
Present.
Virginia Browning, KPFA?
Here.
Present. Virginia, present. Jim Brown, WPFW?
Present.
Present. Jim Brown, present. Adriana Casanave, KPFT?
Here.
Adriana, present. Janet Coleman, WBAI? Janet, can I hear you? Janet, absent. Benito Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Benito, present. Mike Lewis, KPFT. Mike Lewis, can I hear you? Mike Lewis, absent. Thomas O'Rourke, WPFW. Thomas?
Present.
Present. Thomas, present. Okay. Eric Ramey, WPFW. Eric? I do not hear you, Eric. Eric absent. Okay. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK. Lawrence?
Present.
Lawrence, present. Okay. John Riley, WBAI.
John Riley, present.
John Riley, present. Okay. Serene Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Serene, present. Ron Spriester-Spock, KPFK. Ron, can I hear you? Ron Epson. Okay, we have quorum, Chair.
Okay, so let's begin the call. Can you name before the
because I still don't get, you know, the agenda, if there is any. Can we please develop the agenda, or can you read the agenda? Because I don't see the agenda, you know, please.
Okay. We actually don't have a formal agenda for tonight, but we have a lot of leftover stuff from last month, although we just covered two items.
In that case, let's begin with, you know, whatever it was, you know, the last meeting, it was left. Right, whatever, you know, interest we have to deal with. Can you name those issues? Can you tell us, you know, which were the issues we were going over at the last meeting?
We went over programming ownership, and that ended in a wait until we have more information, and then from the task force. And the other item that we did was underwriting, but then again we got tired and we quit, actually, and we resent things. And the things we did not touch at all was LSB show. Some stations are doing, some are not. On the air town hall meeting, on the air. And let's see, what are the GM and the PD on the air report, monthly report with half the time for the callers. Some stations are doing, some are not. And there was two new business things, journalism students involvement, and the other was open journal show for community groups or individuals. Communities do their own show.
Community what?
This is a show that has been very popular and a long history at KPFT, and it was, I believe, if I'm correct, Otis McClay, when he was program director, he started it, where communities could come on and do their own show, and we would provide a producer to handle the board work. And usually a lot of nonprofits come and get to do their own show. We've had 30-minute ones, and we've had one-hour ones, and I think that's I put that as new business because I thought that's a way to, a lot of people like that idea, and they like doing that because they have their own show. And so when you tell people that you can come on and do your own show, we have to tell them, of course, you're not going to be selling stuff. But, I mean, it's like...
Point of order. Point of order.
Uh-huh.
Chair, may I be recognized?
Who's this?
Benito.
Benito. Okay. Point of order, Benito. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't mean to harm Nancy, but this is not the time to explain an item. We're trying to set the agenda, so all we have to do is identify what the item is, and we can vote them up or down or whatever, or accept them by consensus, but we shouldn't be getting into an explanation.
You're right. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let's move on. So we had the issues of underwriting was, left. Now, is the willing of the body to retake it or not? Was there any motion that, put it aside or table it? Or is it like a continuation? Someone can explain that. And then also, program ownership, that thing is going away. Now, if underwriting has to be retaken, we can do it now, or if the other issue, which is, on the air reports, ESGN or PDE, and LSB shows, town halls, on the air meetings, so if you want to go over, then the body has to decide, what you want to do. I'll do whatever the body wants to do, because I wasn't on the last meeting, and I just want to kind of help, to do the work today. Is anyone who wants to...
Yeah, Benito to respond.
Benito, go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, so, like Nancy said, last month we had two items on the agenda. And we discussed one at length, and then we ran out of time, basically, and so... we just had maybe a 10-minute, Teresa can correct me, she's not here. But anyway, Teresa gave a little synopsis of the affiliate, if I remember correctly, the affiliate's task force proposal. And that was basically it. We didn't really have time to get into a real discussion. So I think it's only proper that we start the meeting with a discussion of underwriting as the first item. And then I would move that we start with that first item and then take the others that are actually go back to the August 21st meeting that were never dealt with in the August 21st meeting. And those are the items that Nancy listed.
Okay. So what is then exactly your proposal, Benito, to start with?
The proposal is that the first item on the agenda, the underwriting.
The underwriting.
And then let me get to it.
That'd be one.
Yeah. And then the second is, you correct me if I'm wrong, Nancy, but monthly LSB show.
What did you say?
Monthly LSB show.
Oh.
Tom in D.C. The programming ownership was discussed briefly, and then the work group, it was decided we hadn't heard from them. Are they... could we continue with that if they're ready?
No, you're correct. Tom is correct.
I'm looking at the agenda under underwriting. It said still not received items from Mike Lewis. Was there something to be distributed?
Chair?
Folks, point of order.
Can you finish?
No, I didn't. I just say Tom is correct, but If I may continue, I was trying to answer the chair's question as to what precisely am I suggesting for the agenda. Now, if other people have other ideas, they should add that as well, but let me finish.
Yeah. So I also want to add, something too, because it's something that has to do with programming, but it has to do with the Spanish programming, which, we were supposed to also deal with, because I was reading the motion, and the motion does include the programming committees of the local station board. And that is something that is being left out because of, it was like a, it was supposed to be a task force.
Okay, but again, this is not the time to get into a discussion of the item. Let's just identify the items and put them on the agenda.
I would like to move to include that in the agenda, anywhere, after we discuss, whatever pertains to be more urgent, in terms of, what we discussed before. So according to Carl, then underwriting, we can go over it or not. Are we ready for it or not?
Nancy, I'm stuck.
Okay, Nancy.
I suggest that we put underwriting aside until Mike Lewis can get his stuff. And he said he sent it to us to the individual emails, and he said two or three bounced back, but some of you might have received it. I did not receive from him. I don't understand. Maybe it's a problem with my computer. But Teresa was interested in underwriting, and Mike Lewis wanted to send us about underwriting. And can we... Do we want to do without those two, or, it's up to the group.
Well,
Mike is still not...
If it is not ready, then we cannot deal with it, then, let's... If there was an agreement that Lloyd was going to send whatever he was going to send, and it's not sent, or not everyone has received it, then let's not waste time on that and then put it on the side. And then we take it next time. Then we should move on with program ownership if it is ready. If you guys are ready, if the body is ready to talk about program ownership, let's do it now.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Benito.
I was trying to make a proposal on what the agenda should be. People keep on interrupting me.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay,
I think I should be able to make my list, and people can either speak for or against.
Okay, perfect. You're right. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to amend it from what I originally was going to say, but nevertheless, I would agree with Tom. We should get a report from this. Start with number one, program ownership. Task force report. Number two, underwriting. Number three, the Spanish programming. And then number four, the leftover items from the August 21st meeting.
The what? Can you repeat it?
The remaining items.
Oh, remaining.
First meeting.
Okay.
Agenda is what I mean.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Are you done with the suggestion, Benito?
Yeah, I didn't list what they were. In order to be watch Nancy has sent them to us several times. I can read them real quick. It's a monthly LSB show. Number A, B, LSB Town Hall. and three, GM and PD monthly report.
What?
GM and PD monthly report.
Oh, GM. PD. Monthly report. Community shows. Community shows too. Okay. So let's see. Okay. You finish, Rito?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Does anyone want to add or propose, you know, something for the agenda or any change to the agenda? No one? Okay, now let's see. If no one wants to propose something else, then let's make sure that we have the right agenda. So according to what Benito put it, and I like it, you know, but you know whatever. So the first item that we will be talking is programming ownership task force. Second, underwriting. Third, Spanish language programming. Fourth, remaining, you know, discussion was from Angus 24 million, which I don't know. What is that? Like, is there anything in that discussion that we have to...
Yeah, I just listed the three items.
The items on their shows, GMPD monthly report, and community shows, right?
It's the monthly RSV show. LSV Town Hall. Monthly GM and PD reports.
Okay. Item 24 would be GM and PD monthly report. Town Halls on the air, right? And owner shows, community shows. That's what I got.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the proposal is. I'm just listing the item, and maybe Nancy or somebody else could explain.
Let's get to that point then. Okay, like you said, let's not discuss the item per se. Let's just make sure that we all agree on there. And the way that the agenda is written right now, so... One, programming ownership task force. Second, underwriting. Third, Spanish language programming. Fourth, remaining discussions from August 24 meeting, which includes, you know, all the, you know, GM and PD monthly report, town hall, and community shows, and then, you know, whatever it means, you know. My question to everybody, is that okay, the way that it is done right now? Is there any change to it, or we just could start the meeting on those items? Okay, let's start it.
John Riley wanted to just say something about, you know, like in terms of underwriting, if we don't have the documents that we've been talking about for several months, then how can we do that? I just sort of wonder if it wouldn't be better to, like, hold off on that and that, you know, can't you post some documents on the meeting announcement on the calendar or something for people to download?
Is that John?
So this is John. Anyway, it's just a question. I just wonder how productive it's going to be if we don't.
No.
Maybe we don't need it for a short discussion.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, if we get to that point, we don't have anything. Then we just, you know, put it on the side. That's it. You know. So we don't eliminate it, but we're not gonna discuss it, because if we don't have the elements to do it, then we don't need to do what
it. Lawrence, to this question.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah. So the reason why that's been on the agenda, because director from Houston has been putting it on the agenda and wanting to discuss it. This already has been dealt with by the PMB, and I don't see why it keeps coming up. It's, you know, we need to make a decision whether we want it on the agenda or not. I would agree with John Riley that we that we table it for tonight to Tom Lewis provides, Mike Lewis provides those documents, and that because those documents were sent out a long time ago, I send them out to the whole committee, the stuff that Ursula had presented at the at Washington D.C. And then, you know, Mike Lewis has something that he wants to send. So I would agree with John Ali that, you know, we either kill it or just put it on the table. So I would move to table that agenda item.
That's like there's a motion to table it. Okay, agenda and then Benito.
Yeah, I don't want to spend too much time on this. If people don't want to discuss it, they don't want to discuss it. I'm just simply going to say that I don't know what it is that Mike Lewis was supposed to, what kind of information he was supposed to give us. We saw him, George Ryder was supposed to give us some information. He never got it to us either. Luckily, Nancy gave us what she had, you know. But what I do know is that, and I understand what Lawrence said about the PMB, you know, has discussed the affiliate's proposal and told the affiliate's director and the ED to go rework it. So I'm aware of all those things. But at the same time, I'm also aware of the fact that at KPFT and at PFW and at, I don't know how many other stations, those stations are moving forward with some kind of programs or ideas about programming. And we can either sit there and do nothing, or we can try to guide that process. That's okay. The only thing I know.
Okay, Benito, let's see.
So that's our choice. We can either guide the process or let it pass us by. But folks are going to be moving on.
Okay, Benito. So let's see the sense of the rest of the body. Adriana?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. We need to be careful. We don't double guess. We are an advisory committee to the PMB. It means the proposal that the PMB already talked about is not a public one, goes to the PMB, and the PMB discusses. I agree that this committee and other committees and the listeners have the right to discuss, to have an open discussion about accepting or not underwriting. I agree with Benito, too, that we are doing nothing. We are saying that this is not happening, but really it is happening at some stations. Then I agree that we need a broader conversation or discussion about these issues. But I don't understand that anybody will think that it's an option to discuss one proposal that went to the PMB and only the PMB have the right to decide. We are just, every committee is just an advisory body, like I said. We can discuss the issue of underwriting, not the specific. The issues of accepting or not, and put forward an idea that will be used by the whole nation. But I think that is the limit. We don't double guess. We don't go back. We don't ask, like some members like to do in open meetings, put on the spot directors asking questions that only the PMB, by a democratic vote of the PMB, accept or reject. I mean, this committee can talk about underwriting, and I think that it's important that the listeners, that the program committee, that everybody involved in Pacifica, we tackle this issue. But we need to be careful about what we are doing, okay? We don't double guess. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you for clarifying that. Okay, anyone else wants to be in the start? No? Okay, then, attention to what know, the comrades are saying. So it seems like it is pertinent to just, for now, put it aside until we get more information or more things that we can do. If if it is okay, then we do it that way. If not, we just can vote and make sure that, you know, who wants to keep it or who wants to get rid of underwriting for, like, tabling it. So it was the motion to table it. So is everyone okay to table it, or is this in the position?
Well, I object to tabling it, but I think we should go ahead and have a vote, and okay, let's move on.
Okay, let's vote then. Nancy, can you do the favor to call the roll for tabling or not the issue of underwriting? So those in favor would say yes to table it, and those against would say no to table it. And we keep
point
it
of,
in the end.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Hey, Diana. I have a little confusion here. I believe that we have a task force before in one of the other issues, and I believe that we are talking about people that have some research that they did in underwriting. If not, what are we discussing here? If we
we are not discussing anything because, you know, people from the body brought it up, then we just, you know.
We can
get to the point and then just, you know, table it right there. I mean, we just keep it. The discussion is not whether we're going to discuss it or not. The voting is for whether we keep it in the agenda or just, you know, move it aside. You know.
Point of order, Chair?
Yes.
This is Lawrence. So I guess what I made a motion to table, it's not discussable. It is, you know, it's not debatable. We'll just go right to the vote.
Yeah, let's go to the vote. You know, so just can you call the roll then, Nancy, please?
Bob's on mute. Sorry. All right. Yes to table and no to keep it on. The underwriting on the agenda. Teresa Allen, I cannot hear you. Alana Lan?
No.
Okay. Rodrigo?
I'll pass now.
Pass, okay. Virginia Browning?
Abstain.
Okay. Virginia abstain. Jim Brown? Jim Brown, can I hear you?
Okay.
Adriana. Oh, Jim passes. Okay. Adriana? Casanati?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Janet Coleman. Can I hear you, Janet? Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. Mike Lewis. Can I hear you, Mike? Eric Ramey. Eric? Can I hear you, Eric? Thomas O'Rourke?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. John Riley?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I would like to change my vote. Yeah, I said yes. I got confused. What I meant was no to table.
No to table. Okay, no. All right. John Riley?
Yes to table.
Yes to table. Okay. Serene Roberts? Serene? Can I hear you, Serene? Okay. Ron Spiestersbach? Can I hear you, Ron Spiestersbach? Somebody's clicking. Okay, we have Serene. I could not hear you. Jim Brown passed. Do you have a vote now, Jim?
No.
No. Okay. You vote no. Okay.
Yes.
Who else passed? Rodrigo?
I'll abstain.
Abstain. Okay. So we have four, yes, and three no, and two abstentions. Yeah, two abstentions. Okay. So yes, to table, yeah.
Yes,
so the motion, yeah, to table passed.
Okay, so motion to table
passed. Yes.
Passed. Okay. Okay, let's move on. Any other change or addition to the agenda?
Nancy, I'm stuck.
Nancy, go ahead.
Okay. Of the last items, could I put in the arrangement the open journal before the other two? The reason is I think we're welcoming more people, more listeners than the other two.
You mean
Benito to the stack? Benito to the stack.
Okay, Benito. But just to clarify. So Nancy, what you're moving is to have at the last item to have which of the items first? No.
Yes, the open journal allowing community groups or community people to come on the air and have a show. I'd like to discuss that above the others if we get to that number three.
Community people on here. Okay. Yeah, so you're moving to touch the lectures. Yes, Benito, go ahead.
Yeah. I have no problem with discussing that, but I don't think we should do it at this meeting. What I would try to suggest is that we deal with those items that are left remaining from the August meeting. So that's old business. I think old business should have priority. And what Nancy is proposing here, if I understood your email correctly, Nancy, is an item of new business. So that's why I did not include it, because I don't think that we're going to get through all these items anyway.
Yeah.
I understand. I just wanted to, instead of four items, put open journal at the top of the four items. We might not get there, but I think it'd be more inviting to more new listeners than the other three above it. It's just a tiny change in order of the number four, the last three. Is it three items or it's actually four items?
Three items. I got three items in there. I don't know. My community people on their shows, GM and PD monthly report, town hall on air. That's what I have. And then, okay. Is there any opposition to just leave it like that so we can move on, whether we get to it or not, so we can move on with the agenda? No?
So to leave it like how?
Community people, GM and PD monthly report and town hall on air. So that's the suggestion from Nancy. So if you have an opposition to it, you said you want to discuss what first.
Well, I've already given my opposition. I don't want to make a formal opposition. If folks want to do it, let's just get the meeting started.
Okay, let's go. Okay, let's move on. Then we got the first item, programming ownership task force. Okay, who wants to start and how long we're going to get it out, how much time we're going to get to this item?
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I believe that what I heard in the last meeting, that we have a task force that was supposed to work on this issue and bring their findings to this committee. Means that the task force had something. I didn't receive anything from any task force. The task force meet. They have any report for us, or we start from scratch?
This is Jim Brown.
Go ahead, Jim.
I was on that task force, and I don't believe we didn't have a chance to meet to discuss anything, to formalize any sort of report. If the other members are here, they could verify what I'm saying, and that we'd like to just maybe do it at the next meeting.
Okay. So that's a motion to make it to retake the item to at the next meeting, Programming Ownership Task Force, to be retaken next meeting?
Yes.
Okay, so move by Mr. Jim Brown to move this item, Programming Ownership Task Force, for the next meeting. Is there any opposition, any discussion? So things done. Then, so
Tom to the stack, Thomas.
Oh, Thomas. Okay, Thomas. You wanna?
Who's on this task force? And how exactly are you meeting? Just by phone or exchanging email?
By phone. We didn't decide exactly how we were going to meet. Whether it would be email or task force. It was myself, Eric Ramey, and Lawrence. But we didn't get together.
So was you, Mr. Brown, Lawrence, and who else?
Ramey. I think it was Eric Ramey.
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah, and there was someone else on the task force too, but I don't know who it was.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so your answer is there. Any other person who wants to take a decision?
Yeah, it's Lawrence to the stack. I just want to...
Lawrence? Okay, go ahead, Lawrence.
Yes, it's very hard to meet. I'm on the task force as well. It's really difficult to meet, especially...
Yeah.
Now I'm on other committees, and we're interviewing on the personnel committee, and that's been taking up a lot of time.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I think... Maybe you should reconstitute it again, or, you know, start it over again, or just have general discussion here, and people that, from their own stations, could bring back information. You know, I know Virginia provided some information about the way KPFA has something on their website that talks about programming. I think that's what I remember.
Okay. The motion from the town was to just move it for the next meeting. In the meantime, if it gets reconstituted, it's fine. If not, then we just go ahead in the next meeting and we maybe do the reconstitution of that task force, because it's nothing to report anyways. The idea is here. The Programming Ownership Task Force should report something if there is if there is any to report. If there is not, then we just, you know, move it to the next meeting and then we deal with it if it is okay with everyone.
Benito to the staff.
Okay, Benito.
If I understood correctly, I think Lawrence, you correct me if I'm wrong, is proposing that we sort of put in suspended animation, suspend the work of the group until a later time. So if I understood Lawrence correctly, maybe what we need is a motion to table the work of the group. I don't know. Lawrence should speak to that.
But is that the idea, Lawrence, to table it? But to table it, what, indefinitely or till the next meeting?
No, what I was thinking is that we reconstitute and just people that are on the programming committee could just provide information from their individual stations as to what that means, program ownership or, you know, because each station is different, right? So, and we haven't been able, you know, it was two people from D.C. and one person from Los Angeles that was meeting. So
I think it behooves us to have a meeting where people, you know, could members could go to the station and find out, you know, what this concept of program ownership means, you know, for that individual station. I'm not saying to table it. I'm just saying to reorient it, if you will. You know what I mean? So.
Okay, then what is it that? Because there is an amendment to Mr. James Brown's motion then, or just what? Because we need to vote in Mr. Brown's motion, which is to move it to the next meeting. Now yours is a different motion, is to reconstitute the task force. So it's a whole different thing. So now it's not an amendment, but just it's a different motion. So do we proceed? No, now we have two motions here, so we have to go with the last one, right?
No, go back to point of information.
Yes.
Yeah. My motion was not second, was it?
No, but I think
we don't need a second.
No.
Okay. But here's what I would suggest. I think Lawrence's idea is a good one, and I think it would get more. We get more mileage out of it by having someone from each station involved and bring back the information from each station. That would help us a lot more than it would be if the two of us or three of us try to compile that information without actually being at each station. I think it would be a great idea if we took his motion. I just withdraw what I said and we do that, because I think that's a better idea.
Okay. So Mr. Jim Brown is withdrawing his motion. Now, the motion on the table is Lawrence Reyes' motion, which is to reconstitute this programming owners task force by having a person from each radio station to bring the information needed. So that's basically what you're saying, Lawrence. Can you correct me, please?
Well, no need to correct you. I think you stated it correctly, so there's no need to correct you at all. I think you got it.
Okay.
So does this mean you want, like, a couple of paragraphs written up about it? We're going to have a discussion on the telephone about it. I'm not sure what's going to happen out of this motion.
May I make a suggestion?
Yes.
A member from each station that's on this committee, find out exactly what the program situation is at their station, and in a very short report to this committee about what they found. In other words, they could just email it to us. And so that once we get into having a discussion, we can have a legitimate discussion about it based on real evidence that we found.
Okay, sounds good.
Thomas to the stack.
Yes. And
Virginia to the stack.
Okay, let's see. Okay, we have Virginia, who else?
Thomas.
Okay, who else? Mr. Jim also? To the stack? Okay. So let's go with Virginia first, please.
Are you trying? You want? Let's say I'm the only one here from KPFA. You want me to find out what other people from my station think about who owns the shows? Is that what you want?
Yeah. Okay. So may I answer that?
Yes.
What we were looking for any written policies on program ownership,
Okay. We know that that there exists somewhere a Pacifica policy about ownership, but we wanted to know more about what other people understand about it. In other words, exactly what they have on it.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Thomas.
Yeah, that's sort of what I was getting at. And Lawrence mentioned that Virginia seemed to, or that there was some information on the KPFA website already, some sort of stated policy. And I'm also point out that I believe Adriana made the point last meeting that individual policies regarding program ownership don't seem to be, people may have, opinions about it, but Pacifica must have a particular policy, not that it's not subject to change, but it would have to be done in a proper manner. Surely Pacifica's policies are stated on their website, or am I incorrect? I don't know. So I'm just asking that question.
John Riley to the stack. With an answer, but...
Okay, let's see. Jim, do you wanna respond to it and then respond?
Yeah, my basic response would be, Tom. Yeah, we want to bring it to the forefront so that we have something that everybody across the whole network understands.
Yeah,
because at some stations people believe one thing and other stations believe another thing, and we want to see exactly where people are so that we can in fact have a document that we can look at and say this is the policy, this is what it is.
Perfect. Okay, John.
Yeah, I think that a few years ago there was a whole move towards dealing with digital sharing of media, and there was a big discussion at Pacifica about who owns the products of the producer's work, and I thought that there was some policy that was adopted. Is that what you want, or you already have it? Does anybody have that?
We don't have it. People talk about it, but I've never seen it.
Okay, so we need to find that policy. Okay. It was digital distribution policy. That's what it was. Digital distribution.
Okay, well, this is the thing, that items like that, those are the things that Mr. Jim is talking. What are the items, what elements, what documents, what writings, policies do we have in place or that we have touched, about the issues of fraud and ownership. Adriana, please.
Yes. Like I said before, we need to be careful with the way that we talk. I mean, the reality is KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, WAI, and WPFW are five stations that are part of a network, and the only owner is the Pacifica Foundation of everything. The signal, what goes in the air. I agree that this is really, to avoid confusion and to see what we are talking about, would be really interesting to have an idea of what the documents are. But it's not any doubt in every man's mind, and it's not any doubt from the legal point of view, that the programs belong to the Pacifica Foundation. And that's the way that it is. We have volunteers, programmers, but paid programmers, different kind of situations, and all of them are under the umbrella of the ownership of the Pacifica Foundation. I agree that we, like Jim said, people understand different things, but not understanding what it is or misunderstanding doesn't have any legal standing. The only legal standing are what the Pacifica Foundation has. I agree that we should, you know, try to compile all of that, and then that will be noticed or bring to attention to clarify some of these issues. But like I said, we need to be careful because we are even with the proposal is ownership. It's not any ownership. The only ownership is from the Pacifica Foundation, legally. I'm talking about legally. Right? The rest we can, I agree. We should work, we should check what the legal standing is in everything, but you need to be, we need to be careful with the way that we talk. That is the only thing that I worry. I worry about we using language that in a way is admitting things that are not true. That is my only concern with this. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, just to clarify, yes, I agree also with Adriana. There's an ongoing discussion like for so long already, but I think pretty much all the bodies of the foundation are in agreement that the only owner of the whatever is created up to now is being the property of the foundation. So, Benito.
Yeah, I think this whole discussion is out of order. We have a motion on the table.
Okay, good.
And that's what we should be talking about. And instead, we're talking about the general issue. If we were ready to make decisions about the general issue, we wouldn't need a task force or a work group to compile information on policies and make a proposal.
Okay,
so I think that discussion is presumptive and, you know, just ahead of itself. Can we just vote on the motion?
Let's vote the motion. Let's vote the motion. Yeah, can we repeat the motion, please?
Mr. Chair, may I clarify something?
Okay,
what I was saying was the response to two or three questions that I already heard. About what people think, and I believe that we are confusing the issue. If we state the issue clearly, maybe we understand what we are trying to accomplish. That's what I was trying to do. I am not trying to discuss this issue. I'm trying to clarify what we are trying to accomplish.
Understood. So let's move on then and go ahead with the motion that Lawrence has done, and then for it. Lawrence, do we have it in writing? Are we done? Lawrence, just to clarify, Lawrence, basically, the motion states basically that we have to move the programming ownership task force until we have, you know, the persons to look for any information they might gather in their own radio stations and bring it or send it over, and then we can have a discussion, right? So that's basically what the motion said. Do we have to restate it? Nancy, did you get it?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't either.
Okay. This is the way that I took it was that basically what Lawrence was proposing, and Lawrence, can you correct me if I'm wrong, please? No, that programming ownership task force issue will be table, you know, reconstituted until people from the different stations gather their information and send it to the programming ownership task force. So but I don't know like when we're gonna retake it. But I'm saying that's what I got from Lawrence. Lawrence, do you want to clarify if it is okay like that? Lawrence,
what do you need me to clarify? Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, can you restate clearly the motion that you just did?
Well, I think Jim spoke to it clearly. You know, I think what we need to do is, okay, let me see. From what I said was that I think each member, especially programmers that are on this call staff, find out what it is in concept that each station has in place in regards to, you know, and I don't like the word program ownership, but programming policy might be even better. What programming policies are available? I know KPFK has a handbook, some, you know, a programmer's handbook. I don't know what that's about. I've never seen it. I know they have it. And maybe some stations may have something else. And okay. I think I'm out of order, so I'm just trying to clarify. Yeah.
For the purpose of the motion, so we can move on because we have to like move on. So basically, what we need is a concrete, you know, motion. That's what we need. So we can write it down and that's it. Move on. We already discussed it. We don't need to discuss it no more. Has not been, but just. So we move, or you move, the programming ownership task force, you know, issue will be tabled until every person who belongs to this body and can gather any information can bring it to or send it to the programming committee. And then we'll retake it.
That sounds good to me.
Okay, perfect. Can you call the roll, you know, whoever is in favor of the motion to table, you know, in the meantime, you know, this programming ownership task force, please, Nancy.
Do we have any objection?
Is there an objection? Somebody object to it? Any opposition? No, same time. Then let's move. We have no opposition.
I have a question that's related to this. It sounds like, do we need volunteers from each station? That's the question. Isn't this the time to make sure that we get volunteers to make it happen? Otherwise, I'm afraid it's not going to happen.
Well, I guess, you know, we can get any volunteers we want. That's not a problem. We don't need to have a motion for that. I mean,
if people want to volunteer now, it would maybe be helpful to Lawrence and Eric and the others on the committee already.
Yeah, but that's the issue is that maybe it's a little bit out of order now because you know, we really move it, but in the same motion is increased. You know, that if, you know, there are people who are really interested in taking this over, then it's going to go ahead and gather the information and send it over so we can take, you know, this issue to the next meeting.
So you want a committee of the whole. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay, then we'll go to the stack.
Okay, this is already out, okay? Let's move on because otherwise you're not going to move on. So we already approved it. Let's move with the Spanish language programming. Yeah, what
Benito
is
to the stack.
Okay, Benito.
The motion was approved. I don't think that's the issue. I think John Riley brings up a legitimate point, which I agree with, and I almost was going to abstain on the motion because of the concern that he expressed in that I also had.
Okay.
I think that what this group, this task force or work group needs are volunteers. And the reason why it wasn't able to do the work up to now is because of a lack of volunteers. And like John said, if you don't identify who's going to do the work, it ain't going to happen.
Exactly.
This is not a question of rehashing the motion. I think we need to put some mechanism in place in order for the motion to be able to work.
Benito, let me ask this. Very easy to solve. Is anyone from this valley today who wants to volunteer to do the work?
That's the question.
John Riley will take some work.
John, okay.
WBAI.
WBAI. So who else?
Jim Brown from WPFW. What I will do is find out what all information we have at WPFW and send that in to either John or to someone.
Okay, perfect. Who else?
Who from other stations?
Virginia from KPFA. I'll find out what I can.
Okay, Virginia from KPFK.
A.
KPFA, yes.
Point of information, Nancy, is it desirable for us to also ask how to on syndication of our shows? Is that the information that's kind of wanted or should be included?
Well, we're going to find out what the programming policies are.
Yeah, we're going to find out what kind of policies. Yeah, what are the policies right now?
But remember,
WPFW has no syndicated shows to other stations? I can't believe that.
But remember,
can we continue with making the list?
Yes, stop it right there. Let's do it. So we have John from WVAI, and then I was Jean from WPFW, Virginia from KPFA. And then who else?
Okay, Nancy will do from KPFT.
Nancy from KPFT. Okay. Anyone else? No one else? Okay, perfect. So this is what we can
do. Lawrence, is Lawrence on this? Lawrence, are you on it or not?
No, Lawrence. Nancy, so.
I can't be on it. I'm on like two committees right now, and
okay. So you need to step back. That's fine.
Sorry about that.
I'm just asking. Okay.
Okay. So, do we have it? Do we have the names, Ms. Nancy?
Virginia from KPFA, Nancy from KPFT, Jim Brown from WPFW, and John Riley from WBAI. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So there's one from each station.
Okay, now that'll be, in the meantime, then that'll be the next meeting, then we might have a report. Then we can take over, we can retake, the issue. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Let's move on. Spanish language programming.